Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up Not Love Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me is my co-host, John Doerr from New York City. How's it going, John?
All right, James, how are you? Brooklyn, right, to be exact. You can't leave out the Brooklyn part.
What's that?
You can't leave out the Brooklyn part.
In the borough of Brooklyn.
Yes, very good.
He's a Brooklyn Dodgers fan.
No, well, old Brooklyn Dodgers. The L.A. Dodgers now.
L.A.?
L.A.
L.A. Oh, L.A. Dodgers. Oh, shit, okay, yeah. I don't give a shit about that stuff.
Meaning,
but you focus on 9/11 and shit for 2 years. Stopped eating McDonald's, stopped drinking Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Pepsi has fetus...
aborted fetal cells as flavor enhancers?
Delicious.
Yeah, just scrumptious.
You know, that's what makes Pepsi great. It makes you younger when you drink it, right?
Right.
No.
No.
You ever hear of mad cow disease?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what they're doing.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, I looked on the tele, which is actually my computer, and the west coast of the U.S. is in dire fucking situation.
It's frying out there.
Yeah.
I lived out there for 7 years, and the weather is, forget it. You'll have to watch the fall and the winter. I beg everybody to watch the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest especially, because it's basically a rainforest.
Okay. I heard the redwoods are dying.
Yeah, and the further north you go, it's all pine trees and ferns. All the way up through Canada, through Vancouver, BC, and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge rainforest. And so if you watch, which it rains 6 months out of the year, through the fall and the winter. So I beg people to keep a close eye on the Pacific Northwest, because if they're frying it in the summer, there's a good chance that if there aren't any rains, which there has to be, because, to keep the forest alive and wet.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they need the storms coming in off the Pacific that come from Asia. and if they don't,
call it a monsoon
No, it's just successive rainstorms come in off the Pacific that are, in other words, I would say leftovers of the monsoons in Asia. And, you know, from India and all that stuff, you know, it gets picked up by the jet stream and brought across the Pacific Ocean to North America. But basically, at the end of the summer and the beginning of the fall, it just, you know, the summer is cloudless. It's sunshine every day for 6 months. And then one day it just starts raining and it don't stop till the next spring.
Oh, yeah.
So if that cycle is broken this year, that is going to wreak a lot of havoc. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
because the entire forest up there, and, they need water and lots of it.
And we need trees to breathe.
Right, exactly.
A number on the
and on top of that, California, Oregon, and Washington State are huge farming states, huge agricultural states, California being the largest of the three. California basically supplies almost, 90% of the United States' produce.
Right.
And they're being droughted out. So I think they're moving now up into Oregon and Washington State, which are more forested, but they also are huge agricultural states. It's the biggest moneymaker, aside from the timber industry, out there. And like I said, I spent 7 years out there, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I don't think you do, bud. You have to be there for 8 years.
But, you know, I would beg people to keep a close eye on the Pacific Northwest in the coming months, especially after the summer's done, because it's supposed to start raining there, and if it don't, you know, more fuel to the fire of HAARP and chemtrails and everything being used as weather, you know, modification and weather weapons.
Right.
Is what I'm, you
in
know,
my mind,
it's, pointing
it's
out.
Already, they started a while ago.
Right.
Droughting out California and the West. And this is like HAARP and chemtrails. And chemtrails are multifaceted, eh? Like, they kill us in many ways.
Right.
And they're blocking out the sun, vitamin D. Mm-hmm. That's the aluminum.
Right.
The barium and strontium makes us identifiable targets on a large worldwide map. In a quantum computer.
Right.
And you got what you just said, HAARP. HAARP can be used to manipulate the weather and take the storms away. You can create typhoons. You can do a number of things.
Make earthquakes, all kinds of things.
God damn it. I mean, these people are so fucking evil. And what I want to say is I really feel people are getting it, and it's starting to happen. I really feel like we've crested, and that it's starting to happen. And what you're going to see is like massive uprising coming in the next few.
I hope so. The world needs it.
Days to weeks.
Right.
And the sheep will follow.
Right.
You know that post we put up about the zombies?
Yeah.
You know? All these, it's hard to call them stupid people because they're just people, but they are
literally zombified.
But
I still don't blame them because you know this is being intentionally done to them, you know, and they don't even realize it. The vast majority, doesn't realize. I just put up a video about subliminal messaging on the television and stuff back in the 60s and 70s. So imagine what they're doing to people now, how sophisticated it is now, today, you know. you know, they basically own your brain. And if you submit to it, you see, there's a lot of people, though, like you and me, who resist the signal. As you know, which is so strange. You know, we're talking about, I've been watching a lot about the hidden story underneath the movie They Live. You know, and basically it has to deal with all of that stuff, and it's absolutely true. And people need to awaken to it and resist the signal that's being, you know, penetrated into all of us subconsciously through the culture all of that stuff. Go ahead.
When I say I want to slap people around because I want them to wake up, I think that's what they're doing too, in a way.
Absolutely. They're slapping them down. They're dumbing them down. Day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the electronics. My guess would be, you know, the electronics that they sell everybody can admit, you know, signals that just go right into your brain. That you don't even, you
it's
know,
like we're an
visually
farm.
Have to see it anymore. It just, you know, emits a signal that brainwashes you.
It's like we're an ant farm, and they're it's a gigantic global social experiment by the elites to see if the stupid people will do us in. And if we uprise and take over.
And if you think about it, the stupid people are doing their job for them.
Right.
All they have to do is make the people stupid, and the stupid people do their job for them. Because then they're so easily malleable, you know, they could turn the people into anything they want. Once they got you, once they got your brain, they got you.
They got you, and then you're like, you replicate it, right?
Right, and you pass it on, and you teach your children, and your grandkids, and your cousins, and your nieces, and all that stuff. And that's how it spreads.
And you teach it in schools, and you learn it
at work.
Right,
and you enforce it. See, that's why I awakened a long time ago in 2003, because, you know, I was a habitual truant in school. I didn't go to school, which is where you get a lot of your programming from at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
I started cutting out in the fifth grade.
Right.
Because I knew, deep down, I knew it was all bullshit. And I didn't want nothing to do with it. I used to just ride the New York City subways and watch graffiti all day, because that was more entertaining than school was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking
right, you know, in that sense, I've been a rebel, you know, since, you know, a very young age. And the signal just hasn't penetrated me. I knew from a young age it's all bullshit. So I resist it. Whereas the majority of people are heavily indoctrinated into it at a very young age, and by the time you're late teens, graduating high school and all that stuff, you're full blown, you know, robot for them, and you believe everything that's told to you from authority figures, which is their main goal of the indoctrination process, is for you to submit totally to the authority figure. You know, they control you.
Well, yeah.
Because you don't question anything. Your brain, in other words, programmed to not question authority at all.
Yeah, you just do as you're told, don't think.
Right, and you accept anything that comes down the pike, that they send down the pike. You accept it. Hook, line, and sinker.
This just is, you know.
Right.
This just in. Okay, here's the best one. Solar flares are going to knock out of power.
This
has been put on Fox News, dude. They're talking
about
it.
It's
got
to be true.
They have these like enhanced graphics of the sun showing off like spikes and shit, and like, oh my god.
Right.
Hear the crap out of people, right?
Yeah,
and
aren't, you know, animating those graphics,
yeah,
you know, to say what they want it to say, right? Yeah.
Man, Jen Napolitano was talking about this to old people a long time ago. In a video, like, she's like, it's called an EMP blast. Like, oh god,
right?
She's talking about a nuke, or, you know, a generated EMP blast. But,
right, or they just pull the plug and say it was the sun.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
There you go. How
exactly
easy is that? They just shut down the electric plants and kill all the electricity and shut the satellites off, and you're fucked. And they got you. They throw you into mass freaking chaos.
Feudalism.
Because nothing works. The planes don't fly. The trains don't roll down the tracks. All of it. Because everything's hooked up to the fucking grid, man.
The garbage trucks don't come, and the
easier for me to rob.
Have to commandeer one of those sooner or later.
Yeah, I got a whole freaking lines of them here. Forget it. Garbage trucks here are by the thousands, James. You're in New York City.
Yeah,
I could sell them by the ounce.
If I could smoke the garbage truck, I would. But
maybe
the garbage.
Probably get high from it.
I saw this thing on the guy who made this machine that. You just dump all your plastic in it, and it converts it to kerosene, naphtha, gasoline, and something else.
What do you think plastic is? It's made from oil.
That's right, and he threw it away.
That's all plastic is. It's oil.
And so it can be done, and
absolutely.
You know, and they're like, you can power your car and your gas powered radio and whatever, but. The point being that this all can be returned to some sort of, no, it's not natural, but I'm sure there must be emissions and byproducts and stuff. But
well, you don't even have to go to that. All you have to do is legalize hemp, and oil is dead.
There you go. And then
it's hemp
natural.
Does everything that oil does and better because it's natural. And it has,
yeah,
you know,
man,
thousands of other
wait.
Uses.
I can
besides
see
oil.
A future. I can see a future where we do get it and it all works and everything is fucking bliss.
Right.
And people are not blissfully unaware. They're blissfully aware and they're alive.
Right.
But I wanted to jump back to the doom and gloom and say this is Walmart store with extra buildings built around it, and they're like, it was a chopper flyby or whatever, a drone, who knows. And on that note, some guy was arrested for shooting a drone.
Yeah, I saw that. on his own property.
Yeah.
On his own property.
Fuck that
shit. And he won't apologize. Which I commend him for.
Yeah.
I'd blow the fucking thing out of the sky, too, in a second.
Yeah. He was spying on his daughter.
Right? Except they wouldn't find my ass after I did it.
Well, that's because your ass is so small.
Shut
kidding.
Up.
Anyways, that doesn't mean anything, man. Okay, so, well... I sort of ruined it. What else can we talk about? Israel.
Yeah,
Israel.
Let's get into
what
Israel.
A piece of shit that is. I did a thing of Benjamin Netanyahu today, and it was a nasty meme. Didn't get too many likes, but I'm sure a lot of people looked at it and went, "I like it." And
that's all that counts, James.
Israel's
the message gets across.
Everybody's like slapping themselves for getting duped about Cecil the Lion and missing out on what's really going on, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this other thing about abortion, and and abortion is more than is. What was it? A life of a human being is worth more than all these lions or whatever. And,
right.
So I wrote something. And but anyways, back to Israel. I saw this thing that they did in some Middle Eastern country or Turkey or wherever, where they manufactured a set that looked like the Israeli apartheid wall with the watchtowers, and they acted out a scene in front of people were like, we should do this in our country, you know, like we should make people aware by showing people, by acting it out, and I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I agree. Let
and
people see firsthand
really
what it
today?
Is to be treated like a, you know, a slave prisoner inside a fucking hell prison that's Palestine now.
Right.
Absolutely, I agree.
So
everybody
you dealt with
see
an Israeli
it.
Shield today?
Excuse
or
me?
At least a friend that was Israeli. He said, it's fucking
yeah,
great
I'm
over
friends
here.
With a girl that constantly, you know, I put up anti-Israel stuff, and, you know, she's like, oh, I wish you could be here. You wouldn't think that way. I was like, yeah, okay. You just totally, I just tell you, you're totally brainwashed by your state, you know, by the Israeli state and Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the whole national, you know, you could see the brainwashing just seeds like right out of the screen at me, you know, when I converse with her. It's only once in a while. And it's usually, you know, when I put something really good up, you know, she like has to attack me to defend her nationality, her nation of Israel, and, you know, which I just laugh at her, you know, and I make her look like an idiot, and then she just goes away for a while, and, you know. it's just, but to see it firsthand and how they automatically, you know, again, you know, never comes at me with any good evidence, any kind of discussion. You know, my evidence is just downplayed and it's not even addressed. You know, like they won't, you know, she won't even like comment on, you know, the questions I ask her, and, you know, you know, like why white phosphorus and, you know, depleted uranium and stuff and,
right,
you know, you're killing women and children and, you know, you don't find anything and it don't even answer it, won't even address it, you know. And I just laugh.
Right.
Because it's like your fucking brain is like in your fucking big toe or in your pinky toe at this point, you know. it's just
in
pure insanity.
The girl from Canada sitting on her bed with a, I don't know, black poster or a black painting behind her, and she's very,
oh, yeah, that video, very, yeah.
She looked really sad, and she was like,
she's
clear enough.
And stuff. Yeah.
It was hard to watch, but a lot of people
watched
it.
Yeah, because, and, you know, and the fact that she said, you know, she's talking from a parent, you know, she had four boys.
Yeah.
And she said, just the thought of, you know, not having my children around, you know, rips my heart out of my chest. And it's true.
Yeah.
And, but
yeah,
nobody really gets this because of, you know, the way the media is set up. They don't portray these things the way they really are, you know. So people, again, you know, you say people are dumb, but unless they really dig like we do, like me and you do and others we're friends with do, and really research and find this stuff, you have no idea about it because it's kept from you intentionally. So in that sense, you know, I have to argue for the zombies in a way because, you know, forgive them because they know not what they do, you know, out of ignorance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's my only point about the whole thing, which, you know, is part and parcel of the whole American and Western culture. Which, you know, they tell you you're not cool unless you have a cell phone with internet on it and all that stuff, a smartphone. But nobody knows how to use it to actually, you know, access all the fucking information in the entire planet, which is what it was made for, you know.
Yeah,
if people actually use their cell phones that they're all addicted to and should have, like, sewn to their freaking hands, you know, we'd literally be a planet of fucking, you know, alien bubbleheads with fucking giant brains because they're all full of knowledge and information. You know what I'm saying? But it's not. It's the exact opposite. People are getting more, you know, progressively more and more fucking stupid as time goes on. They have access to all the information on the planet, and they still don't use it. So
like
there you go. There's the conundrum.
Buick. It's like putting Granny in a brand new Buick, right? And she's like,
right.
What are all buttons for? You know, like. Anyways, what's this power steering? I don't know what it is. I can't
And honestly, if the governments of the West gave a shit about their people like they fucking claim they do, they would make classes. You know.
Right.
At young ages, you know, in elementary school or whatever, since, you know, electronics now are, you know, part of our whole life cycle.
Right.
You know, and teach children how to access the internet, how to research, how to find out, you know, true knowledge and information. You know what I mean? If they really gave a fuck about their people, they'd be doing shit like that, and they don't. And the fact that they don't is proof that they don't give a flying fuck about you. They give you phones to fucking dumbing you down, period.
Yeah.
So you'll Facebook and fucking, you know, listen to the fucking, you know, their propaganda music on YouTube. That's all fucking smartphones are used for now.
I wanted to talk about music too, but I wanted to say I saw a video where the on a Samsung Galaxy, this guy ripped off the label, and you pull it right off, and it's one gigantic fucking RFID chip.
Right.
So, like, yeah, these things are, they want you to have these. They want you to have, they don't give a fuck if you know what they're used for.
Right.
And, you know, if all you do is Facebook, well, all the better. The less you know, the better it is for them.
Right, and the more information you're putting on the internet for them to fucking rule you and dominate you and conquer you.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to talk. Remember the days of like Led Zeppelin and Tom Petty, and I could go through a list of like 1,000 fucking
Rolling Stones and
artists.
All
they were talking to us, right? They were always talking. They were telling us about what we're experiencing now. They're, like I was listening to, Anyway, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven is the ultimate for me. It's my favorite song. And it opened my eyes in some ways. It was like, I went and did karaoke one night, and I was really wasted. I was like, I'm not a bad singer, and I did a couple songs, and there was a big crowd there. And at the start of the song, I was like, "Do you guys want to know what this song really means?" And they're like, a couple of old guys are like, "No." I think it's one of those songs you're supposed to like really think about and you know, delve into your mind. What are they trying to tell you? Mm-hmm. And you know, people can't just listen to the rhythm and the melody. It's got the lyrics are in there too, and that's probably the carries the most weight. It's the message. It's not the medium.
Right.
And so I
like
just,
the lyrics
in
the in the song Kashmir.
Yeah.
The lyrics in that song
I
really you know, not a word I heard could I understand, but the story was quite clear.
Yeah.
You know. And the days we sit and wait when all will be revealed. That's
there you go.
Deep shit. That's telling you something right there, man.
Oh fuck.
What,
and it will.
What they tell what they're talking about is the secret knowledge of the ancients when all will be revealed.
Did you hear my show with Eric today?
I listened to a little bit of it.
We got into some of that. I was talking about, do you get it? Do you get it?
Right.
Do you get it? And not him, but in general, I was like, I was saying, and I even did it in one of my recent videos. Some people are getting it, and some people aren't getting it. You know?
Right.
It's pretty funny how
it works.
Is
very evasive.
What?
It by nature is very evasive to begin with, you know. It's a rascally to wrap your head around, you know what I mean?
God.
You have to really use some brain juices to wrap your head around it, you know, and spend some time investigating it and learning about it. You know. But when you get it, it's undeniable.
Yeah, it hits you so
and
hard.
There's no going back from it. You know what I mean? You can't unlearn it once you know it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, man.
There you go.
It's almost everything. I think it covers it all.
It is everything.
And it is
everything under the sun, man.
Everything
they got
that matters
it.
To us, and
we don't have it.
Matter.
They have it. As of right now, they have it, and they're wielding it against us.
Yeah.
As a tool and a weapon.
Even though we have it too, we just don't know it.
Right. Exactly.
You know, this little diatribe here could be so obvious to some, and yet.
Right.
So
because they know what it is. Other people are like, what the hell are they talking about?
Right. It's a wonderful world, man.
it surely is.
And
even the dumb people in it is what makes the world go around.
Well, you know, you look at someone so innocent and you're like, you got to be nice to them, man. You can't abuse them and take advantage. And that's what some people do. And
right, exactly.
These people need to be called out.
That's a big part of it, James.
Yeah, bud. There's a good side and a bad side, and but there is one thing altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a kind of like deep philosophical, metaphysical, what do you want to call it? I don't know.
All of the above?
It is what it is, man.
Right.
And I started saying that a couple of years
There's
ago.
There's only one it, James, and it is what it is.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. I mean, really, to be on the level with somebody, Yeah, it's like you're on cloud nine. It's like, anyway. So
let you know you're not alone in the world, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And
yep.
Never was, never will be. You just got to connect.
Right.
And
exactly. And that's what they're using it to. They're using it to keep us apart from each other as well.
They know how to mask it and cover
right.
it up, and take our attention away
from it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's brutal.
It is.
It's so funny because it's everything, and it is fucking hilarious. I mean,
no.
It is so funny that's why I think people will laugh at the moon, man. Because it is one thing.
It is.
And anyway,
and it's sitting up in the sky just for you.
Fucking. And, you know, when people, like, sort of snap out of it and and just wake up,
mm-hmm.
that's what I mean, you know, like, bam! You know, like,
yeah.
Holy fuck! I get it! Yeah. I get it!
Right.
It's the biggest joke ever, and
yeah, it is.
It's a joke played by God, for Christ's sake. And,
yeah.
But is it God or is it a system? Is it something that they designed long time ago to keep us occupied? I don't know, interested, a game of sorts that never ends
right.
until it does.
I believe so.
And
well,
yeah, let me hear what you got to say.
Sure. Well, I was just, some people know this black African-American, scientist.
Oh, yeah.
Not that guy, Niels Greisen, whatever his name is, but he was actually interviewing that Niels Greisen, whatever his name is, was interviewing this other African-American. He's like an astrophysicist, you know, brainiac type. And what this guy was studying was basically when he got deep down into the substrata of our reality, you know, down to the quantum level.
Yeah.
Basically, he's finding computer code.
Oh, yeah.
And the same structure and the same ones and zeros, the same setup in the code as is in a computer browser. Okay,
oh, really?
And it's, in other words, it's the same coding and language digitally as you know, internet servers and browsers are running off of at basically the substructure of our reality, of our universe. So in that sense, then you get into a lot of things like who or what created the universe and for what reason. Is it all just a holographic, you know, computer program being run, you know, by, you know, immensely advanced, you know, intelligences?
Right.
And then you get into, my question gets into, if the elites have secret knowledge and secret ways to access this underscoring substrata of all of reality on Earth, on the planet, what would stop them from hacking it and, you know, in other words, steering it the way they want it to go, you know, if they were able to access it, which, you know, with the vast amount of knowledge these people have and hide, you know, rigorously from the rest of the world and use as a weapon against the rest of the world, you know, it's hard not to put it past them that they would, you know, at least attempt to do something like this. And also,
they could try.
CERN in Switzerland, they basically speculate is what they're trying to tear through. You know, they're trying to tear a hole into the other side of what's, in other words, facilitating our reality. You know, what's producing and our reality. Because once you get into all that stuff, you know, the Fibonacci sequence and all this stuff, it's coming from another outside of our universe into it. And so, you know, who is organizing that? Who is in control of that on the other side? Who or what is it? And a lot of people believe that the elites, you know, the 1%, the controlling psychopaths of the world, are, you know, secretly built CERN at, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars, however fucking much money it costs to build that freaking giant thing in Switzerland. They're trying to access this other dimension, for lack of a better terminology.
Another dimension.
Right. To contact the beings, interdimensional beings that might be on the other side.
Right.
And God only knows what's going to happen if that's if that's really released. Well, you ask, so I unloaded on you. But ponder that.
That's cool. That's cool.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it for a while.
Fuck, if I only
listen to this tomorrow, James, when you're not as drunk, and then ponder it.
Oh, shut up.
Because
you're
only a little tipsy.
When you're not, anyway, I'm not going to say fuck all.
Anyway, moving on. We could talk about it another time, but it gets deep. And these people, you need to know, that are holding, you know, the secret knowledge, are delving into these areas very aggressively while they distract you with Cecil the Lion and blah, blah, blah down the line. You know,
I'm going to go back to waking up and understanding what it is.
Right.
Is that remember Kermit the Frog in the movie, the Muppet movie?
Yeah.
At the start of the movie, he's sitting in the swamp and he's like playing the banjo and he's like, "Why are there so many songs about rainbows?"
Yeah.
That makes me cry because it kind of made me aware of the fact that I felt so alone in this for all my life that
right.
I knew there was something more. I knew I wanted to find something bigger, and I found it. And I couldn't talk to anyone about it. It was like an unwritten rule that it's not allowed. And I said, fuck the rule, man. And I screamed, wake up, at the top of my lungs 3 times at 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning on my street. I broke 12 fire station windows, and I was arrested. And that's the only crime I've committed.
Geez, you're a lightweight.
I was out
James.
Of my mind.
We'd be here for 3 days talking about my rap sheet.
Did you break any windows?
Yeah, I broke more than windows, pal. I'll tell you that. We won't go any deeper, but don't worry about it.
Well, what I want to say is that I think it's a feasibility to wake people up doing it properly. Like,
absolutely.
When I was talking to Eric today, I was saying, you can lead a horse to water, can't make him drink. But if you leave the horse there, he's going to get thirsty and he's going
to
drink
water.
Eventually
you'll have to dip his snoot in the water, right?
So take all the disinformation, the programming, and all this fucking bullshit, the lies, the television, the bulls, the layers of deception,
religion, all of
doors.
It.
Open the doors, man. Let everybody in. Come on in, everybody. Everybody wants the doors are open.
Well, this is what they don't want. You have to understand. This is what they, you know, they're propagandizing you to death to stop you from doing.
Right.
Because then their secret is out, and nobody's
known
again.
System.
Right. You know, I'm just pointing out. If I honestly worry of a mass awakening would actually propel the elites to start dropping nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
To stop it. I wouldn't put it past them to hold on to their secret knowledge. That's how much they guard it and want to keep
the
secret.
What?
They guard. That's how much they guard their secret knowledge.
They guard it, okay.
You know.
They don't want to share it.
Of course not.
Those damn
you know why?
From Mars.
Because if their knowledge was shared, the world would be free.
It's not theirs. It's not theirs.
Well, this is the thing. They're under the assumption that it is theirs. That's why they guard it and hide it. That's why they call it the secret mystery schools, because it's, you know, valuable knowledge to hand it down to just specific people that are chosen. And nobody else can know about it in their eyes. And the reason being is, if I could just...
Star Wars, there's been an awakening. Star Wars 7, they said there's been an awakening. And then they showed the next movie trailer. It was, George Lucas is Jewish. And he must be connected somehow.
Absolutely.
And so the Star Wars
he was privy to the secret NASA stuff and secret NASA photos. Did you ever see that picture of I think it was on the moon or Mars? It looks just like C-3PO's head in a crater. It looks like a blown up, you know, like robot relic. But it looks exactly, you know, if you put C-3PO, you know, the gold robot was C-3PO, right?
Mm.
Or R2-D2 was the short one, right?
Are you talking about the face on Mars?
No,
like
not
head,
the face.
Right?
This is like a it looks like a rock or a piece of rubble in a crater. It's either on Mars or the moon, but it looks exactly, I'll send it to you, it looks exactly like C-3PO, the gold robot from Star Wars. And that's
robot?
Where they believe that Lucas got the, you know, in other words, stole this and basically built his robot around this head photograph that, you know, was like secret from NASA.
Really?
I'll send it to you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Your jaw will drop. I can't believe you, of all people who's into Star Wars and all that shit, never heard of that.
I saw this one clip and it was just cool.
When you see it, your jaw will drop. At the identicalness between the two. I'll send
My jaw dropped yesterday when you showed me
Washington
the
Monument.
Video of the Washington Monument with the explosion in the monument, poof of smoke.
On 9/11.
This has to be spread around, man. to be spread around.
And it was only shown once, and you never saw it again.
And, you know, we didn't really delve into the deep speculation we had in the conversation before the radio show. Where we talked about all the alternatives, the alternatives to the 9/11 story, where they had like backup plans and multiple backup plans and
contingency plans if things got fucked up.
Yeah, if this fails, we'll do this, and if this fails, we'll do this, and it's multi-layered and like interconnected. We only think about what was presented. And That Washington Monument thing is pretty fucked up shit.
And it undeniably leads you to see that they had different things, you know, in the background waiting just in case things didn't go right. because once they went forward with it, they had to follow through, you know. Once they started that wheel down the hill, they had to, you know, follow through with it. They couldn't stop it once they put it in motion. So I'm sure they had many, many contingency plans in place ready.
Time's up.
Go ahead. All right.
Time's up. This is a good show. I really liked it. And probably one of my favorites. I say that all the time. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And thanks for coming out.
No problem, James.
All right.
Have a good night, man.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.